Okay, there's Paul Vallis.
Mr. Vallis, John Williams, Steve Bertrand's in the newsroom, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. All I know is Fran must be furious that she's in Greece now instead of celebrating
that's
her prediction. She's in Greece. Can you believe it?
I did not
Fran
know
took
that.
A week off, or 2 weeks off. She took her mother to Greece, which and I think her mother's in her late 80s. And so, yeah, it's amazing. So she's touring the islands. Good for her. She hasn't had a vacation in a long time.
How surprised were you, Mr. Vallis?
You know, I really wasn't surprised because I know people who know him and know his supporters. And they've been saying for the better part of a month that they're not so sure he's going to stay in. Although a lot of people were saying that if he did drop out, he would wait until November, until after the general election, until
sure.
the November
midterm.
Election.
Yeah.
So, you're always kind of surprised, but then I really wasn't surprised because enough people that I know were saying, he just may pack it in. So, but for me, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, the city's problems remain the same, and it just means that people are going to sharpen their focus on which candidate has the skills to figure out the city's financial problems and to basically develop the strategies and implement the type of programs that are going to address the issues of safe communities and quality schools and economic development in long-neglected areas.
Well, Mr. Vallis, I would think it makes a big difference for you. I mean, I think Emmanuel, if he wasn't going to win re-election, was pretty likely to be at least one of the final two in it for the runoff. And now that he's gone, one of the biggest probably vote-getters in this race is out, and you're going to have to figure out a way to get those votes.
Yeah, well, look, when I say it didn't matter much to me, I was talking in terms of strategy. I always felt that there was going to be a runoff. All the polls that I saw, I don't know how it could have not been a runoff or how it would not be a runoff. And I always said that, the candidate that's going to distinguish themselves is going to be the candidate who offers real solutions and who also has a track record for managing large government owned institutions in crisis. I mean, I was city budget director in the 90s when we had a record cops on the street and we had resurfaced 70% of the city streets and we had affordable housing, or for that matter, for 6 years. I mean, the schools, as superintendent, the schools, when I left the school system, we had 70,000 more students than we have today, and we had almost $1 billion in cash balances, so 13 bond rating upgrades. So, people are going to look at the candidates and they're going to look at their credentials and are going to look at what the specifics are. How are they going to address the issue of crime? How are they going to improve the quality of schools so that all communities have quality schools? How are they going to, what's going to be their strategy? I've been in Roseland since about 7:30 this morning, the community that I grew up in. I mean, economic development has certainly not been the city's focus when it comes to the Roseland Pullman area, the south side, the west side.
Well, I think all those issues, Mr. Vallis, are intertwined, jobs, education, and crime. But would you prioritize them? If you are the mayor, what would be job one for Paul Vallis?
Well, if I were the mayor for job one, it would be really to sit down and to begin to look at how the city's existing resources can be reprioritized so that there's fair share all around. The city has a $9 billion budget. The school district has a budget that's enormous, not to mention the enterprise funds. I mean, the city has great economic power. How's it spending its TIF money? How is it allocating its development fees?
You don't think it's the crime? You don't think it's the shooting on the south and west sides?
I think it's everything. Look, I've laid out a specific proposal on how to revitalize the police department, how to increase strength and how to fund it, how to enhance the police infrastructure so that you have accountability. But also, I've been urging people for the better part of 2 months that to supplement the police force, the police department now, they should dip into the pool of 6,000 retirees and they should bring officers back and invite them to return to duty so that they can supplement the detectives division, where only 5% of the shootings are being solved and 17% of the murders are being solved.
Mr. Vallis, do you think the roster's set here, or do you expect others to? Do you think other candidates are going to jump into the race now that the mayor is out?
Did you catch that, Paul? Paul, you're on the air. Did you? Steve Bertrand just asked.
I'm sorry, Paul. But do you think the roster's set for candidates, or do you think others now are going to jump into the race now that he's out?
Oh no! You know, I've already heard two names, and I'll let you confirm them rather than me, who have
give it a shot.
But announced that they're going to run.
Who? Who are you hearing?
You know, I'd rather not say it because I'd rather you confirm them, and I just heard them over the phone. But,
is one of them Valerie Jarrett?
There's at least two prominent names that I've heard of, a former alderman, but I haven't been able to confirm that. And I imagine
is one of them a retiring member of Congress?
You know what? No, not the names that have been recommended to me or have been suggested to me. I've heard of two former aldermen who have indicated that they're going to enter the race. I think both have been flirting with it for a while. But I'll let you guys go out and confirm that. But I imagine that there'll be other candidates who enter this race.
We'll confirm it more quickly if you tell us who they are.
All right, we'll do this off the air.
You know, I just had people texting me saying, guess who just told his supporters that he's going to join the race. So there's at least two aldermen. But I'd rather you guys figure it out. You're much better at investigative journalism than me.
Paul, I know you're busy today, and obviously we got you on the phone. When you get a chance, come downtown. Let's see you in the studio. But thank you for your time this afternoon. I won't say congratulations yet because ain't nothing over yet. But I know that the field has dramatically changed, and we appreciate your time joining us today.
Well, thank you for giving me so much time, and I look forward to picking you up on that invitation to join you live.
That's Paul Vallis, who is live on the phone today in the city.